The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 14, text number 26. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on June 10th, 2011, in Flack, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mangshayo Vyabhicharena. Mangshayo Vyabhicharena. Bhakti yogena sevate, sagunam tamatityaitam, tamabhuyaya kalpate. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Purport. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question. What is the means of attaining the transcendental position? As explained before, the material world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. One should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness into such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna activities. Krishna activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, but his different plenary expansions such as Ram and Narayan. He has innumerable expansions. One who is engaged in the service of any of the forms of Krishna or of his plenary expansions is considered to be transcendentally situated. One should also note that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. Such personalities of Godhead are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So, if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions with unfailing determination, although these modes of nature are very difficult to overcome, one can overcome them easily. This has already been explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. To be in Krishna consciousness or devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says that His nature is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, and the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme, as gold particles are part of a gold mine. And thus, the living entity in his spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. The difference of individuality continues, otherwise there would be no question of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means that the Lord is there, the devotee is there, and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee is there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual person. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to bhakti yoga. If one is not situated in the same transcendental position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. To be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualification. The qualification is to become Brahman, or freed from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahmaima san Brahmapiyeti. One can attain the Supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as an individual soul. Sahagana Raghunathan Vita Dam Sajiva Sadoitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditamscha. So, what is our position in this material world? We're suffering. We don't like to suffer. Suffering is miserable. Suffering is unnatural. Our actual nature is we are spiritual. Spiritual nature means you're eternal. You're full of knowledge. And you're full of bliss. So why are we suffering? Because we are not situated in our original spiritual natures. We have instead situated ourselves in the material nature. The material nature is temporary. It's full of ignorance. It's full of miserable, full of misery. Does that make any sense that an eternal being would identify himself with the material energy where he has a temporary sense of identity? This is why we're so miserable. We're actually eternal beings. Death can't even touch us. Old age cannot even touch us. Disease cannot even touch us. But yet we're identifying with a temporary lump of matter. Known as the material body. It's got to be the biggest hoax. We've been duped into thinking, this is me. We look in the mirror, we think, well, how do I look today? Just see how we've been cheated by the material energy. You actually think you're a woman. You actually think you're a man. You actually think you're an Indian. You see how we've been cheated? This is the root cause of all of our suffering. to identify with that gross lump of matter called the material body. That's why the first step in self-realization you have to understand, I am not this body. Unless you can kick out this false idea that I'm the body, you can never make any spiritual progress. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives a nice example in this connection. One time there was a wedding. In India. So the boy from one village, he's marrying the girl from another village. So the villagers from the one village, they're traveling to the other village for the wedding. And there was a big part of the journey was a boat ride a long way down the river. To go from one village to the other village. So the villagers on the way to the wedding, they arrived at the boat landing late in the evening. The sun was just setting in the west. And the wedding was the next morning, starting in the morning. So they were in a real problem because there was no way, if they had to wait for tomorrow and the boatman would start rowing again, they'd be too late for the wedding. So they say, boatman, we'll give you some extra rupees. You row all night and take us to that village. So for enough rupees, yeah, they'll do anything if you give them enough rupees. So the boatman agreed. The villagers got in the boat. So they go to sleep, and all night the boatman is rowing. And when the sun comes up in the morning, the villagers look, and the boat hasn't gone anywhere. They say, "Bowen, what is this nonsense? We paid you so many rupees to row us all night, so we'll be in time for the wedding, and we haven't gone anywhere. What is this nonsense?" The boatman looked. He said, "Oh no, I forgot to pull in the anchor." So, the anchor is, I am this body. As long as you think I am this body, I don't care how many japa malas you chant, how many dandavats you offer, how much bhakti you do, as long as you think I'm this body, you're not making any advancement. So your first business on the pathway of Krishna consciousness is to firmly kick out this false bodily conception. Otherwise, I don't care how many times you come to the temple. I don't care how many donations you give to help to pay for the feast. I don't care how many times you go to India and bathe in the Jamuna and the Ganges. As long as you continue to think that you're a man or a woman or an Indian, you are going nowhere. So you have to come to the level of Brahman. You see, that's what this verse is talking about. You have to come to the level of Brahman. Understanding, I am spirit, aham brahmasmi. Old age can take this body, can hurt. Old age affects the body, but it doesn't touch me.
Jo budhapa hai, wo sharir ko prabhav karta hai, atma ko nahi.
disease affects the body, it does not affect me. Death can take the body, but death cannot take me. I have a bulletproof soul. Even if you put me in front of a firing squad and they open up with a machine gun, you can't hit me with even one bullet. So if you had this very important thing, you have this Brahman understanding. Doesn't matter if you're a little child, you're a senior citizen, whatever you may be, we are all equal. Therefore, our Bhagavad Gita says, Pandita Samadarshinaha. The learned person sees every living entity equally. Doesn't matter, a cow, an elephant, a dog, or a dog eater, it doesn't matter. Every spirit soul is qualitatively one with God. But as Prabhupada points out very clearly in his purport, to be qualitatively one with God doesn't mean to be one with God in all respects. Therefore, the Vaishnava philosophy is we are one with and different from God. The Mayavadi says we are one and the same with God. The Mayavadi conception doesn't make any sense. Although it is a very popular idea. I went to hear one discourse, the Swamiji said, I'm God, you're God, we are all God. But God is one. God is not many. It's like, how many Supreme Courts do you have here in Mauritius? Do you have 25 Supreme Courts? Do you have three? Or do you have one? You have one Supreme Court. So God means the Supreme Being. That is the definition given in the dictionary, the Supreme Being. So how many Supreme Beings can you have? Just as we can only have one Supreme Court, there can only be one Supreme Being. If there's more than one, then you're not supreme. Supreme means one, with no second, no third, simply one. So this idea that we're all God and we simply forgot about it, it's a ridiculous philosophy. That you are actually God, but now you're just playing hide-and-go-seek from yourself. There's a game called hide-and-go-seek. I don't know if you have that game here in Mauritius. The children play hide-and-go-seek. So they say that actually you are God, but now you're just playing hide-and-go-seek with yourself. They say, actually I am God, but I forgot. That's all. But how is that possible? That would mean forgetfulness is more powerful than God. If you claim that you are God, but you simply forgot. And now by meditating, you remember, yes, I am God. I am moving the sun. I am moving the moon. I am making all the planets go in their orbits. I am God. See, how can you say that you are God, but you simply forgot? If you are God, why do you have to meditate to become God? How could God forget that He's God? You see, that's the point. If you're actually God, how you could ever forget? How could you ever lose your power? Now, when you get a toothache, you have to run to the dentist. What sort of God is that? Oh, I am God, but I just forgot. That means forgetfulness is greater than God. If forgetfulness can cover you from being supreme, that means forgetfulness is the real God, not you. So this idea that the living being is God is a ridiculous nonsense idea. So when you hear the Swamijis and the Gurus and the Yogis who say that I'm God, you're God, and we're all God, get out of there as fast as you can. They're feeding you a bunch of nonsense. There is a supreme source of all existence. He has revealed Himself in the Bhagavad Gita. His name is Krishna. He is clearly stating in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti mad bhava jante bang buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So all I am saying is, don't be a fool. Become a wise person. Krishna says the wise person is the one who worships me. Why is that? Why does that make you a wise person by worshiping Krishna? Because you become reconnected with your source of existence. It's like there's some very nice lighting here on the altar. What makes it light? What makes the bulb luminous or full of light? What makes them luminous or full of light is they are connected with the powerhouse. If they become disconnected from the powerhouse, they lose their illuminating power. So, if you want to actually become bright with happy transcendental happiness, you must reconnect yourself with the powerhouse. The ultimate source of all energy, that is Krishna. If you want to be happy, you want to be full of light and life, you must be connected with Krishna. The Bhakti Yoga system taught by Krishna and taught by the bona fide spiritual master is a practical system of how you can be connected with Krishna 24 hours a day. How your every thought can be Krishna conscious. How every word that comes out of your mouth can be Krishna conscious. And how every action you perform in all times, places, and situations with your body can be fully Krishna conscious. In other words, if you actually connect in this way, You'll be living in the spiritual world. You won't be living in Mauritius or New York City or Chicago. Anybody who connects with Krishna, they are a Vaikuntha Vasi, whatever they may be. All you have to do is connect with Krishna. Is it difficult? It's a very easy thing. You simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is it difficult? Even a little child can chant. Everyone can chant. So what is the problem? Why are we suffering? Because we're not remembering Krishna, that's all. We're not chanting enough. Instead of chanting Krishna, 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 what are we chanting? Instead of chanting Krishna, 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 what are we chanting? We are chanting money, 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 sweeter than honey. Does that money make you happy? Can you eat it? Have you ever had a rupee salad for dinner? You can't eat it. You ever tried to make a shirt out of rupees? Or make a house out of rupees? Or drink it? The necessities of life, they are all given by God. Money is not necessary to have the necessities of life. One of the readers on my e-course, he said, without money you can't eat. What nonsense is this? There's so many eatables growing here in Mauritius. God has given. You see? But man, he is claiming proprietorship. Therefore, he's invented the monetary system. For lording it over what is the property of God. Krishna clearly states, Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. If you simply understand that it is me, Krishna, who is the actual enjoyer of everything, that it is me, Krishna, who is the owner of everything, and that it is me, Krishna, who is Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, the best friend of all living entities, then that person, he's going to be the happiest person in the whole world. His mind will never be disturbed. So if your mind is agitated, if your mind is not peaceful, that means you're forgetting. Krishna is the enjoyer, not me. Why did we come to this material world? Why did we fall here from the spiritual sky? Because instead of acknowledging Krishna being the enjoyer, we wanted to try to be the enjoyer. This was a big mistake. Can the hand enjoy separately from the belly? Now give the hand some rice and let the hand enjoy the rice, you see. Can that hand get any nutrition from the rice? By squeezing it in the fingers? Not any nutrition will get. But when that hand acknowledges the real enjoyer is the stomach, let me serve that real enjoyer. Let me take that rice and feed the stomach. Then that hand will get all the nutrition it needs. So only a fool will try to enjoy separately from God. Any person who has even the slightest amount of spiritual knowledge, he will try to give enjoyment to God by his thoughts, his words, and his deeds. In all times, all places and situations. This is called bhakti. This is described by Rupa Goswami. Iya yashahere dashe karmana manasa gera nikalas vapyavasasu jivan muktasa uchite. A person who engages in all his mind, words, and body in the service of Krishna is a liberated soul in all material situations. Would you like to be a liberated soul? Free from the conditioning of this material existence? Don't worry whether you're at home, whether you're at the temple, or whether you're at work. Would you like to be a liberated soul? Whether you're at home, the temple, or at work? Or at school? Would you like to always be a liberated soul? Rupa Goswami is telling you how you can be a liberated soul 24 hours a day in all situations. All you have to do is engage your body, mind, and words, manasa, karmana, manasa, gira, engage your body, mind, and words in the service of the Lord and all the time. That's all. So would you like to do that? Everybody would like to do that, become liberated? So they simply have to follow Rupa Goswami's instructions. And then you'll be liberated, so. The material nature will not be able to touch you. And at the time of death, upon leaving your body, you will simply go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. You will regain your svarup in Krishna's Nitya Leela. So I can ask now if there's any questions that have been written down on the paper, they can be passed up now. Everybody is supposed to write their questions on paper. Has everybody been doing that? Yeah, here comes some. No pen? He has a pen. Nope. Someone give a pen. Any questions are already here? Any questions ready to go already? Okay, here's the question. How can we realize that we are spirit souls? What is the purpose of sadhana bhakti? Does it lead to self-realization? The way to realize, so you can say that in Hindi. Yeah. Well, according to Rupa Goswami, the first step is Adalgara Svayam Sadharma Pritcha. First thing is you become the student of a spiritual master because he will train you how to realize that you're a spirit soul. And that is the purpose of sadhana bhakti. By engaging in the regulated principles of devotional service under the order of the spiritual master. You will gradually progress through all the steps of self-realization. The first thing is you have faith. So say for devotees. Then you get initiated by the spiritual master. And then you become free of all your bad habits under his directions. You become firmly fixed in devotional service. Then you develop a taste for the process of bhakti. You become attached to Krishna. You have ecstatic emotions within the heart and you achieve pure prem. So next question. Why is there so much suffering in the world? Why is the prison miserable? Actually, this material world is a miserable place because this is not our real home. Can a fish be happy if you take him out of the water? Oh, my dear Mr. Fish. Let me make you comfortable here on the land. I'll give you a nice couch. I'll give you a pretty girlfriend. I'll give you a guitar. And I'll give you a sports car. Now be happy in the land, dear Mr. Fish. You see, because he is a creature of the water, it's impossible for him to be happy in the land. So because you are a creature of the spiritual world, it is never, you will never ever be happy in this material world. You are a fish out of water. The only way to be happy is to get back into the water of spiritual life. Okay, next question. Hare Krishna Maharaj, why were we envious of Krishna? If we go back to Godhead, there is no guarantee we will always be there.
Maharaj ji, ye bhagwan ke prati dvesh kyon hai aur kya guarantee hai ki jab adhyatma jagat mein aayenge to phir se guarantee ki phir se yahan nahi aayenge?
Our envy of Krishna was a misuse of our independence. Krishna gives us independence because he doesn't want to associate with a bunch of robots. Can you imagine if your parents arranged a wedding for you? Just, can you imagine if your parents arranged a wedding for you? They said, our dear son, we've got you the perfect wife. She will work very hard. And she will never complain. And she's a robot. Would you like to marry a robot? You see, there's no rasa, there's no exchange of love with a robot. It's just a machine. So nobody would like to marry a robot. Even if the robot works very hard and doesn't ever complain. So Krishna, he doesn't want robots. He wants real people. Who can agree to love Krishna or to leave Krishna? He wants real people. So he has given every single jiva soul the free will to love him or to leave him. So if you're envious, that means you're misusing your free will. So if you once you go back to Godhead, you won't come back here again, I guarantee you. I can absolutely guarantee you. You've made the mistake once. You tried to become an imitation Krishna. Here in this material world, and you've been going through hell for millions of lifetimes. Once you realize your mistake, and you go back to Godhead, you will never be so stupid to make the same mistake twice. You could if you wanted to. But you will not want to come back here again. A foolish child may stick his hand in the fire once. Because he's curious. Oh, that fire looks so beautiful. He must have feel it, is it? Will he stick his hand in the fire a second time? Nahi. Okay. Next question. You said, till we won't remove the anchor, even we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the temple and Yadanvar, there's no way. So how to remove the anchor and to be connected with the powerhouse? This is why you need a spiritual master. Spiritual, that's why the Mundaka Upanishad states very clearly. Tad vigyanartham sagurume vabhigatshat. You must have a spiritual master. He yanks the anchor out of your heart. With the sharp words of Vedic wisdom, he reaches into your heart, he grabs that anchor and he yanks it out. So you must have a spiritual master. Okay. Up to now, without joining the Hare Krishna, I've been able to get a degree, a good job, a big house, a good car, a nice wife with a good salary, and two nice children. What more do I need? So why must I join Hare Krishna and serve Krishna? Okay. You worked hard. You made good grades. You got a good job. You got a good house. You got a good wife. You got a good car. You got some good kids. You're going to have a good retirement. You're going to have a good grave. And they're going to put some good, well, if we're Christians, it's a good grave, you see. For Hindus, you're going to have a good cremation. You're going to have a wonderful cremation. Are you ready for it? You're going to have a really good cremation. There's going to be some really nice firewood at your cremation. Really first class firewood. Really good firewood for your cremation. And then even going to put your they're going to put your ashes in a nice urn somewhere, and they're going to offer you puja every year. Are you happy to have some good firewood for a good cremation? If you're happy with it, you don't need Krishna consciousness. You don't need it. If you don't mind dying and going, you know, going through the same thing life after life, you don't need Krishna consciousness. Just earn money and enjoy. That's all. But if you don't like the idea of dying, if you want to come to a position where death can never touch you, there's only one way to do that. We have to surrender to Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the beautiful and powerful lecture. I want to know how to make spiritual advancement so Krishna may reveal himself in our heart, and how can we serve you? Well, I'll start at the end. How can we serve you? Prabhupada gave an order to us, his disciples. He said, become guru and deliver the entire world. So we cannot do this alone. So if you ask me how you can serve me, then please help me to deliver the world. That's my request. Please help me to deliver the world. It's not something that any one of us can do alone. But if we all work together as a team, you see, the ISKCON family. Then we can deliver the world. Prabhupada ordered us, his disciples, that you must become guru and you must deliver the world. So I'm asking you to help us to make that come true. So how are we going to deliver the world? Well, where are you going to start delivering the world? With your friends? Your neighbors? Your family members? How about yourself? First deliver yourself. You become a pure devotee. You take up this process seriously. Have faith in the process. Associate with devotees. Get initiation, diksha from the bona fide spiritual master. Become free of the unwanted habits. Become solidly fixed in devotional service. You see. And preach, preach, preach. Distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Do Harinam Sankirtan. Engage in missionary activities for delivering the fallen souls. If you do this, I guarantee you, you will make spiritual advancements like anything. Because the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So now you give your whole life for making the whole world Krishna conscious. And you immediately become spiritually advanced. How can we reject a consumer society? Spirituality seems to be secondary. How can we fight consumerism and become more spiritual? We don't reject the consumer society. Our mission is to engage it in Krishna's service. Our program is to let Krishna consume everything. They want to manufacture so many things. All right, well, all should all be offered to Krishna. Let them keep manufacturing things. We have no objection. Simply offer everything to Krishna. They want to manufacture this, manufacture that for a consumer society. Just manufacture everything for Krishna and offer it all to Him. So engage consumerism in Krishna's service. Consumerism, they want to make money and spend money. That's a consumer society. So we have no objection. Make money and spend for Krishna. If you want to become a millionaire, we have no objection. You become a millionaire and build beautiful temples all over the world for Krishna. We have no objection. We don't say you have to imitate Raghunath Das Goswami. Living under a tree, eating one pat of butter every other day. We never say that. Take these material things and engage them in Krishna's service. This is the philosophy of Rupa Goswami. Anataktasya vishayan yatartam upayunjataha nirbandha Krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchate. You take these material things, engage them in Krishna's service. This is real renunciation. One who is attached to everything, one who is not attached to anything but engages everything in the service of Krishna, he is the properly situated in renunciation. So now we will do the last question. Hare Krishna Maharaj, how can we preach at home? Because sometimes it becomes difficult to practice devotional life at home. Well, the first thing is you have to realize what is your real home. If you think that your home is your actual home, you won't be able to preach because you're holding on to your material attachments. I'm not saying to leave home. You stay at home. But you have to realize this material world, there's no place in this material world that is my home. My actual home is with Krishna in the spiritual sky. As soon as you are fixed in this conviction, and where is my actual home? Then you can preach powerfully. Anywhere in this world, to your family members, to your neighbors, to strangers, to anybody, you can preach powerfully this message of Krishna. So, if you're not able to preach, it means your own sentiments are getting in the way. Because you're thinking, these are my family members in this house. And the people next door, they are not my family members. What does Bhagavatam say? Yashad mabudi kunape tritaduke svadi kalatra di shuboma ijadi yatirtapuli salide nakara chij janeshu vageshu sa eva gokaraha. One who considers this bodily bag of composed of three elements, mucus, bile, and air, to be his very self. One who considers the place where he was born to be a holy tirthakas, he was born there. One who considers his family members to be those people who are related to him by blood. And one who goes to a holy place of pilgrimage simply for darshan or bathing without wanting to hear from the sadhus. Sa eva gokaraha. He is simply cow and ass, that's all. So if you can't preach at home, that means you're a cow and ass, that's all. Because you think, this is my family in this house, and next door they are not my family. You have to realize the spiritual reality. And then wherever you go, you can powerfully preach this message. So we thank you very much for your participating in tonight's program. And we thank you even more for participating, giving your, those of you who have given your lives to this movement, we thank you even more for that wonderful sacrifice you are making. Kindly stick to this path of bhakti without any deviation. Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you. Why? Because they have seen the truth. And they want to share the truth with you. They have become enlightened. And now they want that you shall also become enlightened. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.